Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show. This show is where we break down issues in the dental marketplace. My name is Christian White, CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting, Better Business, Better Dentistry. Let's welcome our guest to the podcast today, David Hilmuth. David, thank you for being a guest of the Dental Breakdown Show today.
Yeah, it's nice to be on with you, Christian.
Well, great. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. And I'd like to start out with having you talk a little bit about yourself, just so our listeners get a good idea about, you know, who you are.
Okay, yeah, thank you. My name is David Hilmuth. I'm the founding partner of Hilmuth & Johnson Law Firm. We have a full-service law firm located in Edina, Minnesota. And we have about 48 lawyers currently and about 90 staff. And we handle just a wide variety of legal issues for people. And so my background is I grew up in southern Wisconsin, came up to the Twin Cities to attend the University of Minnesota, stayed here for law school, graduated from law school. I met a gal from Edina and, you know, raised my family here and started a law practice. So that's just a little background.
Wonderful. That was great. Thank you very much for that. So David, please, why don't you talk to our listeners a little bit about the value that you bring to the private healthcare business owner? I know a lot of our listeners are, you know, who follow the podcast are all, you know, healthcare private business owners. I think they'd really like to know that.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. First of all, I kind of attack everything from, you know, an efficiency standpoint. So I want to effectively and efficiently resolve whatever the issue is. And just to give an example of how I've helped dentists in the past. Probably 25 years ago, I was approached by three dentists and they said, hey, we want to buy a building and we're not sure what to do from a legal standpoint. And so I helped them buy the building, but also form a limited liability company that would own the building and then lease that building to their dental practice. And they each became one third owners, and they own that building for the last 25 years, and these guys called me recently and they said, hey, we want to finally sell our building. Do you have our documents from when we bought it? Of course I did. I had all that electronically. And I assisted them with the sale, and they were each one third owners. So they bought it at a certain price and sold it at a much higher price. And each of the three dentists that they were the owners exited from that property. And another example is recently, I helped a young dentist buy into a practice, a more established practice. We did evaluation of the practice, and he, bought in to that practice and signed in for an operating agreement. And we were looking at what's his buyout look like, and what does the other dentist buyout look like, and so. I help, healthcare professionals, dentists in a variety of matters. It could be either corporate or real estate. And then one other example is I recently had a dentist that I represented for years. I helped him buy his building. He recently sold to a large corporate practice group. And essentially he got out of, the business. He was going to still practice dentistry for a couple of years, but they were basically buying his building and buying his practice. So those are some of the ways I can help. Mm-hmm. So
then if I, just to give maybe another example, David, so if I'm a senior dentist and I'm looking to bring on an associate, obviously I would need a really good associate agreement. So is that something where I can call you up and say, hey, David, I need some help with this?
Yes. I can help with associate agreements. I can help with associate buy-ins. I can help with the structuring of a purchase of a building, the purchase of a practice, pretty much all of the above.
Okay. I know that from our experience with our company working with dentists, the associate agreement is something where sometimes you look at it and you're like, I'm just praying that it's in order.
Yeah.
And that it's like, I look at some of it, I'm like, okay, doc, we have a problem. Okay. Nowhere in here does it state this, or nowhere in here does it talk about this. And I obviously do not have the experience that you do because I'm not a lawyer, but I know that there's too many what ifs here. And I think we find that all the time. I think, you know, you probably see that a lot.
I sure do. You know, I've seen some very poorly drafted agreements. I use a form that's fairly lengthy, but it kind of defines how you would compensate, you know, your associate dentist. So it's a fair deal for both sides. And, you know, those should be production based. You know, they should be based on, well, what is that associate bringing to the practice with their, you know, either their book of business of own clients or the work they're doing for the patients of the practice. And a lot of it has to do with how they get compensated for what they're doing. And those are important agreements because they define how someone is paid and how you get rid of them. And, you know, if they're not working out, I mean, there's just a lot of different issues there. So a well-drafted agreement is very beneficial.
Amen. You got that right. Because if it's not well drafted, it is a disastrous set of events, as I have been through that, and I'm sure you have too. So our next piece, let me take a kind of a little bit of a right turn for our next question. So walk me through kind of your new patient experience for you. So if I'm a new client and I'm coming on board with David Helmuth, tell me a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say patient.
Right, but, client, excuse me. Sorry, I got dental on the brain, man. I'm sorry.
Of course, that's your world, Christian.
It is, I'm sorry about that.
New client, I mean, for example, I got hired by three clients yesterday. And
wonderful.
Three different types of matters. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, in the one case, it's a real simple deal where I said, listen, I'm going to just do a flat fee for what you need. Here's what you need. You need X, Y, and Z. I can handle it as soon as possible. And I'm going to charge you a flat fee of $1,200, you know, and I'll send you an email with the retainer agreement. Okay. That was one example. Mm-hmm. The other one was a very kind of sophisticated litigation matter. That's going to be probably pretty time intensive. And, he needs some immediate work on this. So in that particular situation, I said, listen, I'm going to require a $5,000 retainer. I'm going to send you a retainer agreement, but here's the strategy of what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to do X, I'm going to do Y, and I'm going to do Z right away. And I still need to evaluate that claim, but that will be an hourly engagement that, you know, is probably going to be in litigation, big problem. And I also told them that, you know, I've got, you know, one of my colleagues does a lot of litigation and I'm probably going to get him involved with it. And he may ultimately be the lead. I'll talk about strategy with that colleague of mine and we'll get that handled. A third example, the third guy who hired me was basically just a real estate transaction. I've got a colleague that, you know, kind of runs our title company. And I said, look, I'm going to have Michelle handle this. It's a private deal between parties that kind of have already worked something out. And so I just said, listen, she can do the closing, the title work, everything that you need. And, you know, it's pretty much standard rate stuff. So those are three examples of what the, you know, client experience would be with me. Mm-hmm. I like to be very transparent up front. Let them know what the strategy should be and let them know some idea of what the cost should be.
You know, it's exactly, I like that word transparent because, you know, in the healthcare world, especially in the dental world, the dentist, you know, if they can be the more transparent they can be with the patient and give them an idea of what's happening and what's going on, the much better things go. Yeah. I think you nailed that right on the head. That's really good. So my next piece, so let me ask this question. So, you know, clients, you know, do they call you when they engage you? Is there kind of like an initial consultation that you do, or how does that work for you?
Yeah. So generally speaking, People do call me or they send me an email, and I like to set up a time to talk, because it's much easier to cover a lot of ground in a discussion than it would be with emails going back and forth. So, and that initial consultation is free. I don't charge for that. People call me up, they go, hey, I've got XYZ legal problem. And I say, well, okay, if I were you, here's what I would do. And, you know, I'm not retained at that point, but I am analyzing their problem and telling them how I would resolve it for them. And they can decide, you know, do you want to hire me or not? And if they want more background information, I can say, look, I've been doing this for 27 years. I was in the top of my law class. I know what I'm doing. I've handled this same circumstances many, many times before with good results. So I don't need to get every dollar out of every person that calls me. A lot of lawyers, you call them, you're on the clock right away.
Correct.
I don't view the world that way. Mm-hmm. I want to provide some value right out of the gate. And if someone wants to hire me, I'm going to provide more value. So that's the way, you know, the client relationship starts. Most of the time, the clients are referred to me by someone else. I would say that's probably, 80% of my clients are referred by another client or another professional. But there are internet referrals too. People look up our firm. I get a call out of the blue. I try to treat everybody as well as the next person. You call me over, you looked me up on the internet. I'm going to treat you just as well as the guy who was a corporate guy that was referred to me by a friend. Mm-hmm. That seems to have worked out very well for me, because I don't judge people. I look at it going, how can I solve their problem? How can I provide value? How can we get to a good solution? So that's what I look at right out of the gate. And the initial call sometimes is more than a half hour. But I don't start the meter running until there's a level of comfort with me, with the client, and they understand that I know what I'm doing and I can solve their problem.
David, there's a good word there. I don't judge. And I think that's extremely important. People need to know that, because I think a lot of people, there's a misconception in the marketplace, and you can probably attest to this, of, a lawyer, as soon as I call, I'm on the clock, or so maybe I won't call this person and I'll just kind of let things fester. And then it becomes a much bigger problem because they didn't do something about it when they could have. And the fact that you don't judge, I think is great. And I think that helps put people at ease. And I think you would agree with that.
Yeah, I agree. People get into all kinds of different issues. And, sometimes I tell them, hey, look, I'm not the one that put you in the situation, but I'm the one that can get you out of the situation. And here's what I would do. So it's important to know that they have an advocate on their side and at their side, and who's going to, take their situation seriously and find a path to resolution, whatever that might look like.
That is a good way of handling that. As I sit there and as I listen to you, I think, I don't think you're necessarily in the law business, but that's what you do. But I think you're more in the business of working with people. And I'm sure you've probably had a lot of different experiences. I think you probably agree with me on that.
Yeah, I'm in the people business, and you have to understand the client, and their perspective, and appreciate, where they're coming from, and put them at ease, mm-hmm. let them know, hey, this isn't the end of the world. We're going to be able to solve this problem. And, it might take some effort and some time and some money, but there is a pathway to solve pretty much all of the issues that someone has that could be legal related. And we'll get there. And we do a nice job, and we end up, a lot of times I can predict where we're going to go and just lay out a roadmap and just say, hey, we're going to follow this course of action and we're going to get this thing resolved. And sometimes you go down a difficult and contentious path, but that sometimes can lead to a great result as well. And just one example of that is, you know, I had a dental client who, the matter started out as kind of a conflict between the two owners, majority and minority owner, and it ended up resulting in a fairly significant sale to a corporate practice, which made both parties very happy, because they, their respective interests were sold, and now you have a corporate owner, and the conflict between what I'll call a conflict between shareholders went away.
Mm-hmm. That's great. David, that's really great stuff. And I think it's important for people out there in the public to know that, like you said, there's someone, you know, I think you said it's, you know, on your side and by your side is your tagline. That's really important.
Yeah. Well, you know, people come to me to work with them to resolve whatever issue they have. And they need to know that, you know, in the case of those two shareholders, I only represented one of them. And so I represented the majority owner there. And my goal is to get, you know, the best result for that person. So, you know, when I say, you know, on your side, at your side, whether it involves litigation or corporate or real estate, we are going to do the best to get their situation resolved. I think it might've been my idea to say, hey, why don't you look at selling the practice to, a, you know, to the corporate group? And that would solve the problem too. You know, the conflict between two shareholders solved. They've sold it, and they are no longer, you know, one person doesn't feel like they're working for the other. They're both working for a big corporate practice. And, you know, my client was fairly close to retirement and, you know, ended up with, you know, getting all of his money out of his business and his real estate and moving on to just essentially practicing dentistry for a couple of years before retirement. And what a great result. You know, you end up, you're in a conflict. The next thing you know, you're getting paid to be bought out and they both work now for a corporate practice. So it's not like they were, you know, the other dentist felt like they were working for the majority owner, and which was true. You know, he was managing and running the practice, but you know, in the event of a sale, both parties, it's a win-win. And so I feel really good about those kind of outcomes.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and in-practice visits and result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
My name is David Helmuth. I'm a lawyer. I work for Helmuth & Johnson Law Firm. What I do is I solve people's legal problems. And so if you contact me, you know, we'll efficiently and effectively work with you to get you the best result possible in your situation. And that could be a lot of different situations. If you're looking for someone who can help you resolve your issues and lead you to a great result, please contact me, David Helmuth, Helmuth & Johnson.
You have a very unique story. You have kind of a, you know, kind of a rags to riches type of story. And, you know, you come to Minnesota, you know, you go to law school, you have some clerkships and you kind of built this law firm. And tell us a little bit about that, because I think there's some really good information there for all the business owners out there who are going to be watching this.
Well, sure. Yeah. So I went to law school and you know, while I was there, you know, what you typically do when you're in school is you go work for a law firm or a judge or things like that. And I had a couple of clerkships. You know, one was with a large law firm that handled a lot of collection matters. So I kind of hit the ground running. They would hand me a bunch of orders to go to the court to get judges to sign back in the day when things weren't done electronically. And it was an incredible experience. I would show up with a coat and tie at the courthouse and they thought I was a lawyer already, which I don't know. Really good about.
Yeah.
But I would go to the signing judge and have him sign a bunch of orders that we were doing on our, for the collection practice. And I'd have to explain why they should sign it, you know? And so I got a really good I had another clerkship. It was a little bit more in the corporate side, where we were drafting a lot of documents. We had a couple of big clients that had a lot of needs, and some of that was collection related as well, because it was a finance company. But, you know, after doing that and then graduating from law school, I went to a small law practice for a couple of years and kind of had a mentor, you know, very good lawyer, smart, taught me everything I needed to know. And after about 2 years, I joined forces with a friend from law school, and we started the law firm called Helmuth & Johnson. You know, and that was back in 94. And you know, we had a team of two. No one had ever heard that name before. And so you look at that and you go, okay, well, that was 94. So what, 27 years later, we are a pretty good force. And we, you know, one of the keys to our success was we hired really good people. And so we now have an equity partner group, you know, a very solid, you know, a couple of our first couple hires were phenomenal guys who are great lawyers, and they do really good work for their clients. And so we were able to kind of to grow from two of us to, you know, we have 48 lawyers and, you know, 11 equity partners, and we were able to grow fairly rapidly with, you know, with good people. We just kept getting hired over and over again, and we do good work. And so that continues, we continue that philosophy. And so about 11 years ago, we decided to build our own commercial office building. And I think, you know, before we built that, we were on the map a little bit. You know, we had had some notoriety of big cases that we handled, but you know, when we built the corporate headquarters on 494 and 169, you know, it's a very prominent location, and everybody always tells me, well, when I go to the airport, I see your building. So we built that building. Four of us invested in that, and we own our own building. And like I did with my dental clients, you know, we lease that building from our LLC to our law firm. And that's a way of having some passive income for the owners. And, you know, it's a well-structured situation. But when you see Helmuth & Johnson right on the freeway, you gain a lot of notoriety. Mm-hmm. And so it's been fun to have our own space there. And we were able to design it the way we wanted. We were able to attract good lawyers, good employees. You know, we kind of have a chokehold on the southwest suburbs.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and in-practice visits and result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
My name is David Helmuth. I'm a lawyer. I work for Helmuth & Johnson Law Firm. What I do is I solve people's legal problems. And so if you contact me, you know, we'll efficiently and effectively work with you to get you the best result possible in your situation. And that could be a lot of different situations. If you're looking for someone who can help you resolve your issues and lead you to a great result, please contact me, David Helmuth, Helmuth & Johnson.
Tell me something. So tell me a little bit about the challenges of putting together your own building, because I think a lot of the healthcare business owners who are going to listen to this, including the dentists, you know, they want to go build their own building. And, you know, you're building a dental practice and building, you know, a big commercial office building. You know, there's a little differences there, but, you know, so some of the challenges are the same. You know, I mean, it had to be a little nerve wracking to say, holy smokes, we're going to build this building. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Well, in my case, you know, I had three partners that were investing with me. So that takes down some of the risk. And then also, you know, when you build your own building like that, you're going to lease it to your practice. And so whether that's a dental practice or a law office, that's typically the way you would structure it. So some of the challenges, I guess, would be, you know, how do we build it, design it? You know, what does the space look like? What's the, you know, the client experience around that? And then what are the benefits? And I can tell you that the benefits of owning commercial real estate are fairly significant in terms of, you know, depreciation, cost segregation studies, things of that nature, where you're able to depreciate your own commercial real estate, which gives you great tax advantages. Mm-hmm. And so for any dentist that's considering, you know, most dental practices, they'll buy a smaller building because they only have like three or four dentists maybe. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, 500 clients, let's say, the patients. But it's a huge advantage to that practice, you know, in terms of notoriety and signage and the tax benefits of owning commercial real estate. And it's a good investment, you know, and those, you know, most real estate goes up in value every year. And, you know, dentists that I've worked with who have built their own building, they end up selling the building, you know, 10 or 20 years later for a pretty good rate of return. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they have a place to house their practice while they're actively, you know, practicing dentistry. So it's really, it can be really a great win-win situation. Most of the dentists I work with, they buy a building just to suit their own practice. It's not a multi, I mean, it could be a multi-tenant building too. You know, they could say, look, my practice will support, you know, the first floor, you know, suite 100, but, you know, the second and third floor, I could lease out to other people. I don't see many dentists wanting to take on that level of risk. They typically buy a smaller building that mm-hmm. would house their own practice, and then they're paying rent to themselves, you know, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It is a really good thing. Thank you for sharing that. A lot of dentists, you know, they, do I build the building? Do I go just find space and lease it? So it's always kind of a huge, kind of a quandary, but, you know, to build your own building, like you said, the advantages are huge. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about the team at Helmuth & Johnson. Here is David Helmuth. You know, you're out there, you're talking to clients, you know, you're dealing with all these different legal situations that people come to you with, but there's got to be a really good team that supports you, that helps you to be successful. Why don't you talk a little bit about them?
Yeah, well, let me say this. As I talked about, we've hired great people, and we have an excellent group of highly competent and efficient professionals. And that's important because I get calls for all kinds of different situations. And I need to have, you know, a pretty good bench that I can say, oh, you've got a patent or a trademark or, mm-hmm. or, you know, that type of thing. Well, you know what? My colleague down the hall handles those day in and day out. They know exactly what they're doing. You're going to get an efficient, you know, professional who knows exactly how to handle that. Or someone calls me and says, I got a family law situation. I go, oh, yeah, you know, I've got a colleague down the hall. That's all they do. You know, they do estate planning and divorce and adoption and any kind of family law related issue. We can help with that. And so you really need to kind of build out, you know, different practice groups that kind of service the, you know, we typically say, you know, we work with a lot of business owners and professionals to help them with whatever legal issues they might have. It could be an estate plan. You know, we have a couple of kids. We don't have an estate plan. We're concerned about, well, if one of us dies, what happens, you know, to our assets? And can we transfer that efficiently, you know, without going through probate? And so that's, you know, those are three examples really of different scenarios that we encounter on a regular basis. And we're able to help with that. And so, really, you know, when you're working in a team environment, you know, you need to have good professionals, you know, down the hall that can handle everything that comes up.
True. That makes sense. I'm sure you've seen a lot of unique situations where you need to have somebody, you know, on the bench who you can just say, hey, I need some help with this, or I need some help with this, and you can send them to those individuals. Makes all the sense in the world. Plus, it provides a really good client experience for the person who's on the other end of the phone.
Exactly.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about your individual success for a moment. You have been able to, you have a lot of success doing what you're doing. For the people who are watching this, if you had a couple, you know, three tips for being successful, you know, if you were going to talk about that, you know, what would those be?
Yeah. So, you know, number one, I believe that you need to be transparent and honest with whoever you're working with. Don't tell someone that's in a bad situation that they're not in a bad situation. You know, be honest and upfront and tell them, you know, here's what it's going to take to resolve the issue. So I would say that's number one. Honesty and transparency is number one. You know, number two is don't handle things that you're not, that you don't regularly handle. You know, if someone comes to you and they say, hey, I've got XYZ problem. And if that's not something you've handled before or your colleagues haven't handled before, don't try to reinvent the wheel. You know, so stay within your areas of expertise and then guide your client to the solution. That's number two. And number three, you got to have empathy. And yeah. you don't judge your clients. You say, here's the pathway to resolve whatever issue it might be. So those are my three keys. Probably the fourth one is, you know, if you're going to do something, do it 100%. You know, don't give it a half-hearted effort. You know, you're in the battle to win the battle. And, you know, you need to, you know, be smart, efficient, knowledgeable, and provide, you know, the top level of expertise.
Mm-hmm. You know, David, nobody, and you would agree with me, likes to be judged. No one likes that, you know, have somebody kind of looking down at them when they have this problem, that whatever it is, however they got into it, that's not, I mean, it's important, but it's not as important as coming to someone like yourself and having someone who will sit there and listen to them and not judge them and point the finger at them saying, you are an idiot. Why did you do that? I mean, nobody. Yeah. See, I would not make a good lawyer. So I would, that's why I did not do that. I would not make a good lawyer. But I think, but to your point, that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, I think listening and you know, taking in the information and you know, using the what I call power of your attorney to guide you through is a really key thing, which makes people feel very comfortable because now they know that I am going to take their problem and I'm going to put that on my shoulders and I'm going to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. And sure, they're going to pay me some money to do that, but I'm going to get the best possible result out of the situation. And that just gives people they feel, you know, at ease and they can go on and do what they do well and move forward in a positive direction. So, you know, I feel really good. I've over the years, I've received letters from clients thanking me. And
wow.
Every time I get one of those, you know, it just makes me feel a lot better about what I'm doing.
Congrats. I would say that if you had a superpower as a lawyer, David, it would come down to that one word that you just said, listening, the ability to sit there and listen to people and not be judgmental. That's huge because, you know, in life, I mean, people have a very difficult time with that. And, you know, if they come to you with their problems and you can deal with that and you can listen, I mean, that's just, you know, all the kudos to you.
Yeah. Well, and you know, asking good questions is important too.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're listening and you hear X, Y, and Z, you need to kind of understand, like I had a potential client call me the other day, and they kind of were in a bad situation and they wanted to sue somebody or whatever. And so I just said, well, okay, well, let's talk about it. I mean, what happened to you is bad, but what are your damages? You know, what are you looking to accomplish through, you know, a potential claim? And at the end of the call, pretty much, you know, the guy decided, geez, I'm glad we talked. It would be an expensive path to pursue. And at the end of the day, I don't have any damages. You know, I was wronged, but it's not something that's worthwhile to pursue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some other lawyer might have said, oh, I'm going to take this on and start billing this guy. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be a bad situation where they're not really going to recover anything, but the lawyer made a fee on it, right?
Right, exactly.
I don't want to be that guy. You know, I'm not that guy. And so I've oftentimes talked people out of, you know, doing something that, you know, because of the, you know, I look at the very beginning of it, I go, well, what, you know, what's the result? And I'm always concentrating on what's the result. You know, what is our anticipated result? And if you look at it that way, you need to find out on the front end, and there's a lot of listening and a lot of counseling and understanding.
Yeah, the ability to ask really good questions, that's another piece that you hit on. That's a really big deal, to be able to ask good questions and kind of get an idea of what's going on with this particular person. You know, we do a lot of work in coaching, you know, with the dentist on that, because it's, you know, I can't diagnose David Helmut's problem if I don't get some more information on what's going on.
Yeah.
And you can't do the same with me. And it's unfair to be able to judge someone based on this or that, because I think you'd say 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to be incorrect.
Yeah. Well, asking great questions really helps to understand where, what the issues and the situation is, mm-hmm. so you can figure out how to solve it. Mm-hmm.
That's great, David. So this is going to be my last question, I promise. Is there anything else, you know, is there anything else that you'd like people to know about you that they don't know about you?
Well, you know, that's a real open-ended deal. So I would just say this, you know, we have a great law practice. We treat people extremely well. And I like to look at, you know, my clients as friends and family. And, you know, if you come to me to solve your problem, I'm going to solve it. And I'm going to treat it like it's almost my own problem. And a lot of times I care about winning more than my client does. And when you're in that situation, you know, you're going to get a good advocate, you know, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, that's one of our guiding principles, is to be the best at what we do and get the best results for our clients, you know. And, you know, treating your clients like family is something that I pride myself in.
Mm-hmm. Treating your clients like family. I like that. Well said.
Yeah, maybe that's a new tagline, huh?
It is. I was just thinking about that. I just wrote that down. I won't say that, I promise. David, this has been really great. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown Show today.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it, Christian. And I'll see you for lunch soon, my friend.
It'd be great. So if our listeners want to reach out to you, or if they want to find out some more information about you or just about your law firm, where can they go to get that information?
But it's dhelmuth@hjlawfirm.com, www.hjlawfirm.com. And my direct dial number, 952-746-2107.
Thank you for listening today. I'm Christian White, the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting, Better Business, Better Dentistry. If you would like more information on today's topic, you can contact us at whitedentalconsulting.com/breakdown. Keep those teeth white, and see you next time on the Dental Breakdown Show.